NPR's Mike Pesca is with the Joe Lieberman campaign. Mike, Joe Lieberman and his wife had taken up residence there in New Hampshire. They'd actually rented an apartment, and this race meant quite a lot to them. At this point, it looks like they're going to come in a distant fifth. What does this mean as they go forward?
Well, you're right. So I guess this is sort of a real estate story as much as a political story. There is an apartment available in Manchester. And what this means for them officially, what they say, and I talked to a campaign spokesman 10 minutes ago, and he prefaced everything with as of now. But as of now, they are planning to campaign. They have not pulled ads, as some of the other campaigns have. They have not pulled ads on the states that will be holding primaries February 3rd. They are planning to visit and campaign hard in Arizona, South Carolina, Oklahoma, and Delaware, in fact. As of now, they have a plane reserved, and they plan to head to Delaware tomorrow, where they have some key support, including, they say, the most popular politician in the state.
In talking to voters there in New Hampshire, what was the general view of particularly those undecided voters? Did they really give Lieberman a close look in the last days?
Yeah, this is the interesting question. I'm sure if they did a poll, as they will, on favorable, unfavorable ratings, Joe Lieberman does not have many unfavorable ratings. Joe Lieberman was not disliked by any voters, but it just never got to the point where his message or his campaign took off, to the point where the voters were really faced with a choice between Lieberman or another viable candidate. And reading all the election data and what voters are interested in this primary, at least voters here in New Hampshire, as they have been in Iowa, are interested in electability. And it sort of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, but if you never pop in the polls, then how are you going to pop in the polls? And Joe Lieberman was a victim of that.
Well, where specifically does he head next?
He is heading to Delaware next. It is a small state, small media markets. He does have some money for television campaigns, for television buys in that state. We don't know how much television he'll be doing. He will, as of now, be participating in the South Carolina debate. His campaign, his supporters feel that he does very well in debates. If you go to his website, there's a headline, Joe Lieberman wins debate after every debate. So they think that's a strength for Joe Lieberman. They hope that in the next state, eventually, he'll catch on and people will start voting for him, at least more than they did here in New Hampshire.
And I guess one big question is how far his war chest will actually take him.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, we talked a second ago about the self-fulfilling prophecy. Wins beget dollars, dollars beget more wins. Joe Lieberman is not on the right side of that cycle right now.
Thank you, Mike.
Welcome.
NPR's Mike Pesca at the Lieberman campaign headquarters.